Dr. Sarah Bartell earned a doctorate in moral theology and ethics from the Catholic University of America. She specialized in marriage, family, sexual ethics, and bioethics. She's a member of St. Andrew's Parish in Sumner, where she lives with her husband and four children. Her Your Family Matters column is a monthly feature in Northwest Catholic Magazine. Welcome, Sarah.
It's great to be here. Hi, Pam and Greg.
It's so exciting to know that you're out there, available locally as a resource for us. I know our parish had you come and speak to us about the 7 habits of highly successful marriages, and it was an eye-opener. We specifically planned it for newlyweds, but it was just as necessary and exciting for old weds like me. So I think
it was a joy.
People love lists, and people love knowing that there's, it's within reach, because if there are only 7 things I need to know, maybe I can do this.
Right.
So can you give us just a little hint about one or two of those secrets?
Well, you hear a lot about communication, and that's very true with Catholic sacramental marriage, because we have the language of the body. We have verbal communication and physical communication, as St. John Paul II gave us such insight to with his theology of the body. So that's a really big one, to just understand what you're saying, because marriage involves, two people sharing everything, your house, your body, your finances. And so just to express that self-giving and lovingly, that's really at the heart of it. So I would say just think about what you're saying each time you, pat your spouse on the back, or, you say a good morning or goodbye to each other with a kiss. That's just reemphasizing the vows that that you made to each other.
And you also talk about the proper ratio between positive and negative comments.
That's right. Yep, 5 to 1. And that's our own local Dr. John Gottman, who's, he's not Catholic as far as I know, but he studied marital interaction at the University of Washington, and he found that even if you have some, more loud fights, the marriage can still be strong as long as you have at least 5 really good positive interactions for each negative interaction.
And those can be loud positive interactions too, right?
They could
even
be,
louder.
Yes. That's right.
It's okay if we shout that we love each other.
That's okay. We should be.
This is so important, Sarah, and I can't tell you how happy we are to have your column in Northwest Catholic. It is building up marriage is just an absolute imperative, a priority. And one of the things that I think that many of us have been aware of is that the Catholic Church teaches an awful lot of good things about marriage, doesn't it? But not everybody is aware of it.
Mm-hmm. That's true. A lot of us have just been formed by the ideas in the culture about what marriage is, what falling in love means, and how that all works. So it's really pretty radical when you look at our church's teaching about what it means, because it's really different, but really wonderful.
And it can tell us a little bit about that. One of our concepts is the idea of a sacramental marriage.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and that's such a treasure, as Father Tom Vandenberg, a local priest speaking and writing about marriage, calls marriage sacramental matrimony, the pearl of great price. And it really is so amazing, because through that sacramental nature of matrimony, we tap into God's own love, the love between Christ and the church. That's so much more powerful than just our own emotions. So that can give, that gives marriage that enduring permanence and great passion that makes it come alive so much more.
And those are real graces that are available throughout your marriage. And there's somebody listening right now who's having a rough day in their marriage. And what would you recommend? How do we access those graces?
It's easier and quicker than all of our tech devices can, provide communication. We can instant message God with a very short prayer. You can just, in your car or, wherever you are listening, you just call on God from your heart to stir up those graces that are there, present in your sacramental marriage, that you need right now today. Just ask Him to show you, what is it that I need today, and how can I show my husband or my wife that they are loved and lovable, that, you know, that I am for them, mm-hmm. that I'm all there. So, and he'll show you.
It doesn't necessarily happen that we have a successful marriage. I think all of us know that, but people really do take relationships for granted, don't they?
They do. But, you know, there's good news with Catholic marriage. Of all the Christian denominations, our divorce rate is actually the lowest. We have about a 25% divorce rate. So when you compare that to the oft-quoted average of 50% of marriages ending in divorce, we really do have something good going on.
I'm always inclined to say that 50% of our marriages succeed. And when you consider that bringing a man and a woman together is about as unlikely a combination as you could imagine, that's actually a cause for joy. We need to pray for all those marriages that are succeeding, don't we?
We do. And it is, you know, God must have a sense of humor to bring together creatures who are so different as men and women, you know, to be in that relationship. That's really wonderful.
So one of your tips for one of your seven habits of highly successful marriages is to work together on money management. Is this something that is just sort of a feel-good principle, or does this really have an actual effect on marriage?
You know, that's one way where you can really tangibly see something in front of you that you're both working on together that you can build a unity on. So I recommend a weekly budget meeting, like Dave Ramsey and other Catholic financial advisors recommend. But if you can pull together and share, craft a common vision, a common goal, and then, you know, different styles work together towards that, then you can see in real numbers on paper and in your life how you're building something together. I think that's really important.
You always hear that the two major challenges for marriages are money and sex. And, of course, you talk in your seven habits about chastity. I think a lot of people, when they hear the word chastity, they don't think of that as something that married spouses practice.
Right, but that's what our church teaches, that married people are called to chastity, too. And marital chastity means using all of your sexuality and directing it towards your spouse alone. And, you know, even you hear of emotional affairs and there's online affairs, but just saving your innermost intimacy, physical and emotional, for your spouse, that's what married chastity is about. And, you know, it's really beautiful. I think we have this idea in the culture that the church has a lot of no's to say about marriage, and about sex in general, that, you know, that the church is against it. And it's certainly not. It just has been such awe of this great gift God has created that we need to surround and protect it in a way that will allow it to serve that great bonding purpose God gave to it. And it's interesting when you look at the social studies, you know, the more that people do things that are actually in line with the church's teaching, like reserving sex for marriage, not engaging in premarital or extramarital sex, not using artificial birth control, all those things correlate statistically with much higher rates of marital success. Those married people who have those practices report themselves having much happier marriages, and they're much less likely to get divorced. It's as if God had a plan for us that would make us happy.
And life-giving, life-giving means life-giving. I remember that you told us that there's a way that a man can extend his life by 5 years.
That's right.
What
very
is
simply.
That?
So sweet and simple, but just by kissing his wife good morning, or, you know, as he leaves for work, kissing her goodbye. And in the evening when they greet, sharing a hello again kiss, that, again, is statistically shows that man's lifespan will increase.
Well, Lisa,
and I would say from experience that the wife's happiness increases too. We feel more cherished that way.
We're talking with Sarah Bartell. She is a columnist for Northwest Catholic. And if you'd like to hear more of these gems or read them, then you just need to read Northwest Catholic. And Sarah, you have a website, don't you?
I do. It's Dr. Sarah Bartell, SARAHBARTEL.com.
Wonderful. And so our listeners can go to that website and they can get a few more of these gems. Well, it's just been a pleasure hearing you. Sarah, before we leave, if our listeners would like to have you speak at their parish, how would they go about doing that?
Well, you can access my email through that website or just email me directly at Sarah Bartell with an H at the end of Sarah and one L at the end of Bartell, number 4. At gmail.com. And I would love to come and speak to your group or parish. That'd be great joy for me.
Thanks very much, Sarah. And thanks for being with us today.
Thank you so much. God bless you both. And all of you listeners, God bless you and your marriages.